drive. If it ends in a touchdown, good for them. It'll end up being a nail in the coffin for the Bulldogs. And even if they have to punt, they still have two touchdown lead and a chance to, again, the most important thing right now is burning time off the clock and ball security. So Morenci doesn't have much time to get back into this game.
Second and less than a yard to go from the 28-yard line of Harbor Beach's own territory, left to right across your radio. Two wide each way. It's going to be Josh Shelke with the keeper. He's across the 30. He'll have the first down, and he's going to – one official has him out to the 33-yard line. It's actually going to be spotted at about the 31-yard line, brought down by Cody Toole. And out to the 31-yard line is the official spot, first and 10 for the Pirates.
Yeah, if you're the Bulldogs, you can't get burnt deep. Shelke already burnt you deep just recently on a touchdown pass, but you got to think Harbor Beach is going to want to run the clock out, so you're going to see them Bulldogs start to crowd that line of scrimmage more and more.
First and 10, left right across your radio are the black-clad Pirates with white helmets and black face masks, two wide each way. Shelke in the shotgun, Austin Seltz to his right, and it's Austin Seltz with the carry. He's across the 30, and he's going to be out to about the 32. Actually, back to the original line of scrimmage. Forward progress stops there. As number 54, Nick Stutzman, brings that one down for no gain for Harbor Beach. 9:20, though, left in the fourth. Harbor Beach just satisfied with burning off as much time off this clock as possible.
And that's Stutzman's ninth tackle, leading the Morenci defense. And again, going to that read option, he just hands it off to Seltz and lets him do his thing and not getting anywhere there. Second and long coming up for the Pirates.
Out of reach in the spread, hand Josh Shelke on the keeper. He spins out of his first tackle. He crosses the 35-yard line, is brought down to the 36-yard line. That's going to be a 5-yard gain brought down by Jeffrey Ellerton, the defensive lineman, 6'2", 190 pounds. Josh Shelke muscles his way across the 35, sets up a third and six to go. First down marker is at roughly the 42-yard line of Harbor Beach territory.
Ron, a heck of an individual effort there by Shelke as he's hit at the line of scrimmage and spins and falls forward to get a 5-yard gain and give them a nice chance for on third and five to get a first down. And as John mentioned there, that team, the defense, is starting to really crowd the line of scrimmage to take away the run.
Josh Shelke, though, running around the right end. He drags his defender across the 40 and across the 45-yard line. Gets the first down and then a whole bag of chips all the way out to the 48-yard line. Actually, it's found down to the 47. A huge gain for Josh Shelke and converts again for another first down.
A designed quarterback run. Josh Shelke keeps it himself to the near side of the field, catches a couple blocks, and after that, it's all Shelke as he drags defenders. He even drags their best tackler, Stutzman, the middle linebacker. He drags him for 2 or 3 yards and gets a first down and reset the downs now for the Pirates.
First and 10 from their own 47-yard line. First down marker is in the Morenci territory at the 43. Two wide to left, working off the right hash, left to right across the radio are the Pirates. Josh Shelke hands it off to Austin Seltz around the right end. Breaks free, one tackle. He's across midfield and finally brought down to the 48 of Morenci territory by the Morenci jersey of 61, Nick Pless, a linebacker. He's also a senior. Like I said, a lot of seniors on this team. It's a 5-yard gain for Austin Seltz and sets up a second and five.
Oh, it's like a broken record, Clark. They're going to continue to run the football over and over and over until Morenci can stop them. Otherwise, Harbor Beach, again, is going to be happy with running time off the clock. They've already burned 3 minutes off the clock. They're coming up on the 7-minute mark left in this fourth quarter. And so far, the mission is successful for Harbor Beach.
7:05, John Mooney.
Malachi Hoffman had Seltz in his grasp, and he looked really dejected after that play was over. See what he does here.
Austin Seltz with another carry. He breaks free of two tackles. He gets them nearly close to the first down marker across the 45 down to the 43. It'll depend on the spot here whether Harbor Beach gets the first down. And they are saying first down for Harbor Beach, a 5-yard gain for Austin Seltz, enough to move the chains yet again. Clock stopped momentarily with 6:52 left here in the fourth quarter. 21-7, Harbor Beach leading by 14.
And another good run there by Austin Seltz. We haven't mentioned this once yet today. We probably should. That offensive line of Harbor Beach is doing its job and has been winning the battle against this defensive line of the Bulldogs all game long.
Two wide to the left, just working about 3 yards inside the right hash. Josh Shelke in the shotgun, Seltz to his right. and Josh Shelkey's going to keep it for himself. He's across the 40, dives forward to the 39-yard line, brought down by number 45 for Morenci. That would be Chase Linden and number 89, Jeffrey Ellerton, also in the tackle. We'll give the credit to Linden, though. And it is a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7 for the Pirates. 6 minutes left here in the fourth. 21-7, Harbor Beach leading by 14.
Another design run to Josh Shelkey, and it's made to come off tackle here to the near side of the field. He cuts back up the middle and takes 4 yards. Again, a nice gain on first down, bringing up 2nd and 6, 4-down territory for the Pirates as they look to run this clock down as far as possible.
High Reach has held the ball already for 4 minutes and 20 seconds on this drive. Josh Austin Seltz on the carry around the left end. He's across the 40 to the 40 to the 35 and ran out of bounds at the first down marker. But we have a flag in the backfield. It will be a hold against High Reach. So don't even think of that last play. Didn't even happen.
Yeah, that was going to be on number 74, Austin Ginther, as he started to go to the ground and he was holding on to the jersey of number 3, Torin Merrillat, just didn't let go quick enough. Otherwise, he might have gotten away from that, got away with that call, but nonetheless, marching back 10 yards.
From the spot of the foul, which was at the original line of scrimmage, the 43-yard line will push them back to the 47-yard line. As where exactly Harvey had the ball about 5 plays ago here. 2nd and 20 now for the Pirates in their own territory, left or right across the radio, facing into the wind. 5:37 left here in the fourth.
Well, at 2nd 20, you know it's 4-down territory of Detroit, so they have 3 downs to try and make up 20 yards. You don't need it all on first on this down here.
Shelkey on the keeper. He's across midfield, drags his defender, still going down to the 45-yard line. Brought down by Nick Stutzman, the middle linebacker, who just continues to pile up the tackles on the day. And it's going to bring a gain of 9 on the play all the way to the 44-yard line. And now a 3rd and 11 for the Pirates.
And that's just what the doctor ordered for the Pirates. They get just about half of that penalty yardage back. 3rd and 11 is a tall task, but you can bet Harbor Beach is going to continue to run the football now. They're at the 5-minute mark. They've succeeded their goal here so far. If they can run 2 more plays, get this clock under 4 minutes, I think they'll be pretty happy with the situation they're in.
3rd and 11, 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left, and a wing to the left. Josh Shelkey runs to the left on the keeper, and now he reverses fields at midfield. He's back to the 45-yard line, and now he's just fighting for anything he can get. Gets to about the 44-yard line, the original, the line of scrimmage, and brought down by Cody Toole, a 6'3", 190 junior.
And that play there, Clark, didn't go anywhere, but he does reverse field. They may give him a yard, they may not. Either way, not much of a loss there. 4th and 11. Again, you're into the wind here. Wouldn't be surprised with the type of game Coach Shelkey's called today. Being into the wind, he may even think about going for it here.
And he's going to have to make a decision here as we have a few substitutions coming in. Josh Shelkey steps out of the game. So
at the same time, Clark, he may just run this play clock down to nothing and call timeout and talk it over.
They're calling a timeout right now with 3:56 left here in the fourth. Our reach facing a 4th and 11 and a punt coming from the Pirates on the WLW Sports Network. The Pirates lead 21-7 over the Morenci Bulldogs.
You'll find the largest supply of the very popular brand new 2014 Ford Escape at Moore Motors in Carroll. Whether you need four-wheel drive or just want front-wheel drive, Moore Motors has 15 brand new 2014 Ford Escapes in stock to choose from. Buy it up to $2,500 in savings off MSRP or lease from $283 a month plus tax with zero down and zero due at signing. Get your great Escape deal at Moore Motors just west of Carroll on M81. 36-month lease based on 10,500 miles per year. Tax, title, and transfer fees not included in savings. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Coming out of the timeout, Harbor Beach brings out the punt team. And it's actually going to be a fake punt. And it's a Chris Keys direct snap who's behind the line. And Morenci read that one from the get-go. And number 61, Nick Pless, brings him down. So it'll be turnover downs at the 48-yard line of Morenci.
I don't think I'm a fan of that play call, Clark, and I obviously it didn't work out for him, so I can sound